"Strange," said I, "how terms of what in another man I should call laziness alternate with your fits of splendid energy and vigour."
"Yes," he answered, "there are in me the makings of a very fine loafer, and also of a pretty spry sort of fellow. I often think of those lines of old Goethe, 'Schade, dass die Natur nur einem Menschen aus der Schuf, denn zum würdigen Mann war und zum Schelmen der Stoff.' By the way, apropos of this Norwood business, you see that they had, as I surmised, a confederate in the house, who could be none other than Lal Rao, the butler. So Jones actually has the undivided honour of having caught one fish in his great haul."
"The division seems rather unfair," I remarked. "You have done all the work in this business. I get a wife out of it. Jones gets the credit. Pray, what remains for you?"
"For me," said Sherlock Holmes, "there still remains the cocaine bottle."
And he stretched his long white hand up for it.